Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
80 years ago, wherever there was freshwater habitat in the state of Louisiana, it would have been difficult to sleep during the warm nights of May. The booming territorial choruses of our largest frog, said to resemble the roaring bellows of bulls, were common. Now greatly diminished in numbers throughout their range, bullfrogs are native to the eastern half of the United States. Very large bullfrogs can weigh almost 2 pounds and have a head body length of 8 inches. Females are larger than males. Their breeding season lasts about 2 months and peaks in May in Louisiana. During this period, bullfrogs congregate as females are attracted to the calling males. When a female selects a mate, she lays up to 20,000 eggs in nearby aquatic vegetation. They are fertilized externally by the male and soon hatch into tadpoles. In northern latitudes, the frogs may remain in the tadpole stage for 2 or 3 years, but in Louisiana, most develop into frogs within a few months. Young frogs grow rapidly, and adults are voracious predators eating any live animal they can capture and subdue. Insects and crawfish are major food items, but they also eat fish, snakes, birds, mice, bats, and other frogs. Bullfrogs are themselves the natural prey of snakes, fish, raccoons, egrets, and herons. During the first half of the 20th century, bullfrogs were a valuable commodity in Louisiana. Most towns in the state had agents who purchased frogs for larger companies. Thousands of people hunted frogs at night and were paid up to $3 per dozen for live frogs. By the late 1920s, better restaurants in Chicago, Philadelphia, and Boston were serving Louisiana frogs in a dish labeled Frog Legs a la Newburgh. The market may have peaked in 1935 when 2.5 million pounds of frog legs were collected statewide. Such a harvest was not sustainable, and frog populations began a decline from which they have never recovered. Since then, bullfrogs have been introduced into many countries around the world and are even considered invasive pests in some areas. Frog legs now served in American restaurants are most likely imported. In Louisiana, overharvest and the loss of critical wetland habitat have ensured less raucous spring nights in our swamplands, a deficit not inconsiderable for some of us.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.